Brenda Bynum, who is certainly one of the grand dames of the Atlanta stage, is touring a one-woman play based on Lillian Smith, and she's going to be performing over at the Schwartz Center at Emory University at their Center Theater Lab. The play, which is called Jordan Is So Chilly, An Encounter with Lillian Smith, is a look at this really fascinating character in Georgia Letters. She's certainly one of the pivotal people in Georgia's history. She probably best known for her book Strange Fruit, which was kind of one of the pivotal anti-segregation pieces of work of the 20th century. It was banned in various places, both up north and in the south. And even when it was sold in the south, it was mainly sold under the counter.
Right, because this was released in what, 1944?
Yeah, 1944. And she's way ahead of her time. She's also known for a really interesting collection called Killers of the Dream, which is her compiled essays that she edited, looking at the challenges of segregation in various ways. Brenda Bynum was asked to give a talk for the Lillian Smith Awards a few years ago, and because of that, she ended up in the University of Georgia archives looking at Lillian Smith's letters, and she realized that she needed to do something more in-depth than she was able to do just for that single talk, and she put together this really compelling one-woman show. So Brenda Bynum, who is a magnificent performer, is going to be at the Schwartz Center Theater Lab on the campus of Emory University this evening at 7 o'clock.
So, Darren, what else do you have on Metro Atlanta's literary calendar this week?
We've got Patrick Allitt at the Decatur Library. He's an Emory professor. He's actually a history professor. But his new book is called A Climate of Crisis. It's an interesting take on the current issues of climate crisis. It's kind of a survey of the discussion, kind of going back to, at its core, maybe starting around Hiroshima and moving forward with it. And then, the tumultuous 60s, shifting from the idea of environmentalism being a concern to being a movement. Patrick Allitt is looking at these issues through a conservative lens. He's a writer for the American Conservative magazine and everything like that, aside from being a history professor at Emory University. What he's saying is that America has had a long and wonderful history of taking these issues on and solving them in new and innovative ways. He's looking at the issues around climate change and comparing them to past changes, lakes and pollutions and their dirty rivers and, you know, in the 70s and stuff like that, and looking at the changes that America was able to make and applying that same kind of attitude moving forward.
And this is a Decatur event.
Yes, this is at the Decatur Library. It's part of the Georgia Center of the Book series, and it is tonight at 7:15. The author, again, is Patrick Allitt, and the book is A Climate of Crisis.
Darren, I understand our next author comes from my old stomping grounds, the Magic City.
Yes, Michael Sag is in town to talk about his book, Positive. He's in town tomorrow night. And Sag is probably one of the most unsung heroes of fighting the AIDS epidemic. He quite literally wrote the book, AIDS Therapy. It's now in his third edition. And he was one of the primary clinicians who did a lot of the research on retroviral therapy that kind of turned AIDS from a death sentence into a more manageable, if not quite completely manageable, epidemic. And he started at University of Alabama at Birmingham. But this book, Positive, it's not a clinical book. It's not a textbook, which he's done very well in the past. This is both a look at his history with the challenges of researching in the AIDS community and talking about some of the remarkable patients he has, but it's a look at the broken health system that he's had to fight in this process. It should be a really fascinating talk by somebody who's dead center in the midst of this battle. So Dr. Michael Sag is going to be at the Carter Library tomorrow night, and the name of his new book is Positive.